Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Sarah is with Pause Chicago. Sarah McDonald is the Associate Director of Media and Community Relations. And I want to talk about what's happening at Chicago Care and Animal Control as well. But are there tickets left for the beach party?
There are, and we're so excited to have you MC. How many years is this for you? Like, it's got to be over 15, I think.
I know over a dozen, maybe 15 years. And
oh, are we lucky to have you. You're just the light of this event. Yes, there are tickets. It's at a fabulous location. It's July 17th, so it's on a Thursday. It's at Offshore Rooftop, which is a really cool venue at the very end of Navy Pier. So you can imagine the views are just spectacular. There's like 500 animal lovers, and of course, their four-legged companions. Most are dressed in beachwear and lace.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. There's great dinner, dancing, cocktails, raffles, silent auction. There's going to be ice cream for people and pops, of course, and pet portraits by a character artist. I personally had one drawn of my Paws dog, Tommy. I love it. It hangs by his food bowl. I just love it.
Oh, that's awesome. It really is one of those parties that, yes, it raises money, but it's really fun. And it's the party of the season in Chicago. So go to pawschicago.org. Can they just do /beach party then? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Right on the homepage, and you can buy tickets. Right now, they're $250 a person. They're $275 the day of, so better to buy in advance. And dogs are free.
Yeah, it's so fun, and I just can't stand it. I just go from person to person going, hey, can I pet your dog? Can I get a picture with your dog? So that's coming up on Thursday. Oh, it's 1 month from today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, tomorrow's the 19th. Tomorrow's the 19th, so 1 month from tomorrow. Sarah, have we figured out why people are giving up their dogs and cats at such a rapid rate?
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, Chicago, really, the whole nation's in a homeless pet crisis. We think a lot of it has to do, I've heard that many renters, landlords are raising rates on having pets and rentals. Obviously, with just the economy, people are struggling to afford just prices for things that, you know, didn't used to be so high, like basic care for your pets, dog food, cat food. It's kind of skyrocketed. So unfortunately, there is a surge in people giving up their pets. The local city impoundment facility, that's Chicago Animal Care and Control, they're seeing 56 pets a day.
Wow.
Which you can imagine is nearly impossible to keep up with. So what's terrible about that is, you know, healthy, adoptable pets, they're at risk of euthanasia. Paws here at Paws, we're seeing a 20% increase in owner relinquishment. So it's a real problem, and we have our really important fundraiser, our Giving Day, which is coming up on June 26th, and today we launch something really fun to kind of kick it off and get things started. It's a team challenge, and you can join Team Dog or Team Cat or Team Both, in case you love them both, and help us turn a little friendly competition into a big impact to help these homeless pets. So Team Cat is currently leading the pack. They've raised $948 and Team Dog's out on their heels with $683, and Team Both is trailing by $473. So it's a fun little way to start this, but really June 26th, it's our Giving Day, and it's just a way that you can support all the homeless pets here in Chicago. We are Chicago Animal Care and Control's largest partner for 28 years now. We recently implemented a program called 360 at CACC to kind of help address this crisis. We provide pet owner support because oftentimes people are in line to give up their pets when they don't necessarily want to. They
right, and there's something you could do. Yeah, like you could help them out just for a short period of time so they can get through whatever crisis they're in. Because, you know, a lot of these people, they don't want to give up their animal, but they've got kids to take care of that they've got to feed, and they're like, I can't afford the dog food this month.
Right. So the best place for a loved animal is in its home.
Right.
So we want to do whatever we can. We've helped divert hundreds of animals that way, just being outside and offering support. We also provide spay-neuter surgeries for the pets at CACC so they can be adopted. So one thing that I find really interesting is CACC, they can't adopt out their pets by state law unless they're spayed or neutered. So there are animals that are ready to be, they might have people ready to adopt them, or other rescues might want to, you know, take them in, but they can't leave until they're sterilized. So PAWS provides that service. We've done over 1,600 for CACC pets just since we've implemented this program. We call it the big fix. And it's helped tremendously, just getting these animals out.
Yeah.
Because they're wanted. So the best thing to do is free up space for all these other animals coming in. We also offer adoption support. So PAWS place staff and volunteers at CACC to manage and support their adoption efforts. So we've helped increase their adoptions by 30% since then. So we have these great programs just to help kind of combat this issue at CACC and support them.
Yeah, that's important.
Coming alongside them, it's so important. And so other ways these donations from Giving Day are going to help is they're going to fund our Lori Clinic. That's Chicago's only high-volume spay-neuter provider. We're on track to perform 19,000.
I think that's about that, Sarah, and I think, so right now, you have a team of vets that are just doing spay-neuter, spay-neuter, spay-neuter all day, every day.
Like 100 a day. Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredible. There's a little, I just love it. There's this little video right now on our Instagram posted yesterday that's 60 seconds a day in the life of our medical center, and that's also where our Lori Clinic is. And this is what your dollars help support. You just see the 60 seconds worth of just a snapshot of the incredible work they're doing over there at the medical center.
That's cool.
And right now with this challenge and with Giving Day, we have a generous donor, My Virtuous Quest, who are going to double donations for this event. So this, your impact's going to go twice as far. So really great time to help, you know, support homeless pets right now. It's
yeah.
a critical time.
And look, not everybody wants to come out to the beach party. Not everybody is into that kind of social scene. So if you still want to be a part of a great organization and contribute, this is a way you can contribute, have a little fun online. Definitely follow them on Instagram and check out what they post, because it's just, sometimes it just tugs at your heart. Sometimes it's so inspiring. So I got to bump to news, but tell everybody where they can go and participate in the Giving Challenge.
Right. So you can go to pawschicago.org/givingday, and you can see all the info there. Make sure to choose Team Dog, Team Cat, or Team Both as you make a donation and just kind of play along this fun little challenge that we have. We also have a couple of volunteer open houses coming up. So check out the website if you're interested in volunteering. And that's pawschicago.org.
That's so awesome. It's really like family at PAWS. And volunteering is just such a great way to have a little fun, get a walk in yourself, and see what's going on behind the scenes. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you at the beach party.
Absolutely. That's July 19th, pawschicago.org.